We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we had stopped last week by a difficult Rashi. The Gemara said as follows. Gemara wanted to say that what Rav Papa said to the same Ki Yitzei Behem, Lav Ki Yitzei Behem is speaking about the mazik of other. So the Gemara asked, what is the av and what is the tilde? So the Gemara said, Elo Akechai Vineya, speaking about the saliva, the phlegm, and he was mazik, and these are the tildes of Mava. Mava is Adam. According to the Mandi Omar, Mava is Adam, so these will be the tildes. So the Gemara asked, Hechidot, Iba Hadi the Ozli Kamaski, if a person spit out the phlegm, he was mazik. So this is his koyach. So then, there's no shayla, he should zicha bichay. Ibosor denayach, if this phlegm was mazik, bosor denayach, mein l'rav, mein l'shmuel, haino ber, so he should zicha bichay, al ber, and by ber we said, till they say him, ki yaitze ben. Now, let us see Rashi. Elo, tilda da odom hainu keche b'neyoi, keche reikape, neyoi leichas achoitem, o reika yoitze mitoich gufei agav koyach, that's the phlegm. So the Gemara asks, how was this mazik? Iba hadi da ozli mazki, shenoflu ala shiroim, he spit it on silk pagodim, made a stain for tinfoil, expensive bottle of champagne, and he went and spit into this bottle. It was mazik, the bottle, or the content of the bottle. So the Gemara says, "Koychehu b'hainu odam gufoy v'chay." So this is odam mazik. So Memele, he says, the odam went and threw a dover mois and got him in wine, a mashke. So that's Poshet Yechai. That's Odom Gufay. Ibosa denayach, acha noyach haroik la'oret. Hezikai, it was mazik, shuhuchlak Odom behem. A person slipped. Bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu boil. Do vadai takole da'afkeroi. Zicha atakole da'afkeroi, that means zicha was mafker the roik. So it's not shoyer, it's boyer. He was mafkerit, and heino boyer, the vali takola da afkerahi. So we had mentioned, the Shita Mekabet says, asks on this Rashi, before, Taisvus asked Akashe, Mora said that Avnoi, Sakinoi, Omasoi, Shenichem Beshus Arabim, so bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, your chayiv, if a person stumbled over it, it was mazik himself. So Taisvus asked Akasha, Rav holds that the chayiv of boyer is lahavloi v'loi l'chavotoi. The chayiv of boyer is dafke, if the hevel that he created, if that was mazik your chayiv. That he's considered the Baal HaBoyer. The Torah gave him Baalus on that what he had created. But if a person was Mazik himself from the Chabad, from the, that what he banged himself in the Boyer, so Rav holds your potter because it's a Sfora of Karka Oilom is Ikosai. The Karka Oilom was Mazik him. So Memele, so I'm not considered Baal HaBoyer. Rav holds the Torah made me a Baal HaBoyer on that what I had created. The Hevel was created through my Chafira, through my Kriya. So the Torah said we consider I'm considered the bialim on this hevel, and whatever hezek comes out from this hevel, I'm responsible for. But if the hezek came about through the chvat, the bang came from kalka, oilam kalka that was there from before. So I'm not responsible for the actions of the kalka oilam. So Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara say here, according to Rav, if a person put a stone in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and someone tripped and banged himself, let us say, kalka oilam is the kosei. So Tosfos answers, Tahosam Mishum de kalka oilam is the kosei, Abul Hocha Chavot Didehu. So Tosfos says, the whole problem that Rav had is if a person fell into a boir, and the hezek came about through a kalka which was there from before. And this is not his kalka. So Mamela, so he's not responsible for what the kalka had done. Avolocha chavota didehu, and Tosfos means we're speaking about he tripped on the stone and fell on the stone. So he's the baal boir. You made a boir. This is your boir. You are makir and socher, but you created the boir. He created this mazik of birth, so it's chavota didei. So we had mentioned, the Shita Mekubetzes asks, so that's very good, by if a person put a stone in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's called chavota didei. Miyukosho, mitakoma lekamon gabikeichai v'neyoi. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about Bosa Denaya, Uperish, Bekunteresh, Uchlak Bayodom, that a person slipped on the Keichai Beneyoi. Vitema, Neima, Kaka, Ilom, Zikos. This is the Marikat that asked this Kasha, and remains with the Kasha. Now, I would like to say over a Teret, the Yesod of the Teretz I derive from the Koiva Yeshua, but I would like very much to elaborate on this Yesod, and perhaps this will be able to understand the Teretz. Now let us first look at a Rashi Daf Nungimul Amid Aleph. Hiniach Evan, this is on Daf Gimel Dalet and Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Hiniach Evan, Boir Kruyo, there was a boir that was dug already. Va'odom Acher Bo, v'hiniach Evan al Sfosa. Now someone came, and he put a stone on the edge of the boir, and therefore, when a person passed by, he tripped over the stone, and he fell into the boil. So let us look now at the last line of Rashi. Oh, the last bono lemachleikis, l'rabonon bal ha'evin chai. The one who is the bal ha'evin is chai. Duhu goram kol ha'nefila. He caused that this person should trip. Umishum groma benezoke leke lemiftere. We can't patter about groma benezoke. The even nami hainu boir vezeko biyadayim. The even is equivalent to a boir, and this is a hezek biyadayim. So memela is chayiv to pay. So what is Rashi saying over here? Even though when he trips and falls into the boil, so it wasn't Yenim's boil, was mazik. Rashi says, he's chayiv. It's called, not called agrome, it's called a hezek biyadai. So, dachsechmir, Rashi means to say as follows. Let us say a bad mushel, that, let us say a person will go and throw someone into a boil. And they'll split his head. And then this person will say, well, kaka ilam is ikosoi, he was genizik, I just threw him there. No, that is not true. Pshat is if I throw someone into a boir and the impact of my zrike is, he becomes genizik, it's called I'm the mazik. Throwing him against a karka, it's called I'm a mazik. Therefore, so I made the hezik. So therefore, if I put a stone on the edge of a boir, and because of the stone, he trips into the boir, so that's called my takola. I made he should be genizik. We attribute the hezek to me. Iskan shoyel aben. So if we're saying such a beautiful svore, so all the time, every boyer, so why did Rav say, karka oilam is ikosa? You made a hole here, and he tripped, and because of you he tripped. So a mele, so you should be chayev, because you made him trip. Well, the teretz tachshim is a push to teretz. Why did, when a person makes a hole in the middle of a Rishus Harab, why did he trip? You know why he tripped? The person is walking and walking. All of a sudden, there's no earth there. So he trips in. Now, what is his that caused the takola? The chiv has to be al bal haboir. Your something made the hezek. So bishlaim, if I put down a stone, so I'm called a koyre, but I made a takola here. This stone will make people trip. So it's called, my stone threw him into the boil. So if my stone threw him into the boil, so my male, it's called, I was mazik him. I brought about the hezek. So that's called, that's called a kriyas boil. If there is a boil that tamazoi, I took away the earth, and now he falls in, because he's walking and walking, all of a sudden, there's no place where to walk, there's a hole there. So what is mine? What, in order for me to be mechuyev, I have to be a bailam on it. I have to be a bailam. The not earth caused that he should fall, 100%. But that's not the chiyev of boil. The chiyev of boil is, you created a takola, and we're miyachis, this is your takola. So according to Rav, if I created Hevel, I created Hevel. So it's called, so the Hevel that is choking, this is called your takola. Masha Enke, if Samuza, you took away, there's no Hevel, or he wasn't genizik from Hevel. So that when he tripped, there's nothing yours that made him trip. So we can't make you a bailam on the tripping. And the Zetz is also not yours, that's Kakoilam. So therefore, he's Potter. Now, let us go and mention a Gemara and Daf Chof Chesam Adbeis. But Al Koponim, we have here a Rashi, that Rashi says that if a person caused to his Maise Kriya by putting down a stone, he caused someone to fall, then he's considered Bala Takola. That means the thing that I put down made that you should trip. If my maise made that you should trip, so then there's no problem of karkoi lemezikosi. That's what Rashi says over here. And daf nugim. Now, let us just see daf chav chesam at base. And daf chav chesam at base, we had learned that, Rav said, this is the Rav that holds karkoi lemezikosi. So Rav said on the Mishnah, Dab Chof Chesam Ed Aleph, Nishbaro Kadai Bershus HaRabim, Behuchlak Echot B'mayim. A person was walking the Shus HaRabim, his kad broke, there was water in the kad, now there's a whole puddle of water, someone else, he didn't bother to wipe it up, and someone else passed by, and he slipped, Behuchlak, so the one who through him the water came on the karke, he's chai. So Rav says, Rav who sold holds karke oilam mizikosai. So Rav said, loishanu elo shenitnefu kelov b'mayim. Rav said, ahoshtik teire. We're not speaking about that he hurt himself, because that's karke oilam mizikosai. That you're potter. Speaking about that his clothing got dirty from the water that was there.
And it's speaking about he wasn't mafkir the mayim, so he's chayiv al tshoyim. Aval hu atzmai potter kalka oilom hezikos. But if he stripped, he slipped and broke his foot, or the shoyim, whatever it is, then yipotter kalka oilom hezikos. Fine. So l'chayre kan shoyil aben. L'chayre here, he caused. What is this different than the Gemara and Daphne and Gimel? Here he caused them to slip. What's the difference? If he caused them to slip because of a stone that he put down, or he caused them to slip because of water, but he slipped because of that. This is Akash. So there's a Bala Moya that says as follows. Umiyu, this is a Bala Moya in the end of the fifth Perek. He says as follows. Me, the Bala Moir asked this question. So the Bala Moir says as follows. Miu, shahuchlach b'mayim potter bal hamayim legamri. Here the Bala Moir is potter. Sha'af hatakolo atzmo. That what he slipped. Machmas karke hibo. It came through the karke. Shehi iker atakolo. This is the main takola. The takola is from the karke. Lefichach ein ze doime l'sheir shedocha. And then there's another balamor that says, Sha'a karke hi mazekes l'odom v'loy hamayim. Avol ha'odom ein niske el achloki shimach l'shom v'niska v'karke v'nimtza sh'achloki z'gosu v'loy hamayim v'loy domi l'sheir shedocha. And there's a sheet in Makabetz that says, Shmayim ain't by mamish. Now, Tachsach Meir, Pshat is as follows. We had, what did the person put down? Water. Now, water, the sheet in Makabetz says, is ain't by mamish. That means it doesn't, water, if you put down a slab of ice, and the person would slip on the ice, that's another story. But if a person puts down water, the slipperiness comes the water makes the karka slippery. But the karka we have to understand is karka oilam. The karka is karka oilam, which was there before, and by adding the water, it made, now the karka became slippery. But the mayim is ain by mamish. So it's not considered that my mayim made him slip. He slipped because of the slippery karka, not because of the water. Water is ain by mamish. Masha ain kain. Now this vote, the Koiva Yeshua says, Masha ain kain, by us, we have phlegm, which is a thick substance, so there, this alone is slippery. So here we will not say karka oilam hezikosa. Here, the phlegm that caused them to slip, this is similar to a stone that caused them to slip. And here there's no problem of karkoi lemezikosei. And perhaps we can make a moiridik diuk, that there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. When Tosfos had a problem according to Rav, Tosfos had a problem according to Rav, that Rav said that he put a stone in the middle of the Shus HaRabim, the Hosamishim the Karka Oilam Hizikosoi, there the Karka Oilam of Mazakim, Avalhocha Chavote Dideyu. Here it's his Chavote, so Tosfos means to say he banged himself on the stone. That's what Tosfos means to say. Avalhocha Chavote Dideyu. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Avnoi Isakinoi Shenichon Bershus Arabim, Viniskalu Bohen Bnei Odom, a person tripped on them, Vehiziku Lohem, and it was Mazik them. Now if Rashi holds, like Tosfos, that they banged themselves on the stone also, L'chayre Rashi should have said, Vehusku Bohem, that they were, the Niskelu behem, they tripped on it, Vuhusku behem, and they were genizik in the stone. Rashi says, Veniskelu behem neod vizikul lehem, and the tripping was mazik them. Rashi Bechlau does not delve into the Shiloh where they fell. For all practical purposes, he fell on a different karka. Rashi is not saying, if Rashi would hold like Tosis that you have to fall on the stone, so Rashi should have said, so it's not sufficient, v'niskelu behem b'nei Adam, v'husku behem, that's what Rashi should have said. The hezik was, like, here it's chavot d'idei. L'chayre Rashi holds that if he was a direct cause of the nefile, so then there's no, so it's called, it's like a shoyl, like my shoyl pushed you down, so my stone pushed you down. This is called, so I was, that's called, I'm called a balabur, I was mazik you, this is equivalent to my shoyl pushed you down, so my bur pushed you down. Could be, this is pshat in Rashi. Let us go further. Zot the Gemara weiter. So, al kaponim, the Gemara says that, so we're trying to find the case that Rav Popper said till the same Lav Ki Yitzibem. Prikoma Rav Popper Atilda Deish. Rav Popper is speaking about the Tilda of Eish. So now the Gemara starts explaining. What is the Tilda Deish that Rav Popper said that till the same Lav Ki Yitzibem? Tilda Deish Mainyu. Ilema avnoi sakinoi umasoi shenichon bereish gagoi. Avnoi sakinoi umasoi, that means a person had a stone and he put it on the edge of his roof. V'noflo beruach metzuyah, and the ruach metzuyah came, behiziku, and it was mazik. Frek the gemore heichidomi. Ibahadi the Ozli Komaski, if it was mazik, while it was flying in the air, and then all of a sudden it hit someone on the head, is Hainu Eish? So this is similar to the characteristics of Eish, of the mazik of Eish. Maishna Eish the Koyach Acha Mu'ura Behem, just like Eish, you have an Eish will not travel without the assistance of a Koyach Acha. You have a wind that is being Moshech the Eish to travel. So Maishna Eish, the Koyach Acha Murubem, Umamoincho, Taisa said before, Umamoincho, Zlavdavke, Ushmirosa Yolecho, and you're obligated to see, to watch your Eish that it should not get out of hand and be Mazik through a Ruach Metzuyah. Haninami koyech acher meurevem umamoincho ushmiroso nolech. So what's the difference? This has the characteristics of Eish, and therefore you should be chayim like Eish. So why? So if there's no legitimate reason for us to assume that Rav Popper was speaking about the tildes of Eish, that it's lav ki yitzibem. Why should it be lav ki yitzibem? Let us see what Rashi says. Beruach metzuyah. The e beruach she'ena metzuyah. And this is Amir of the Kerashi. Rashi says, if it fell, beruach she'ena metzuyah. That means a hurricane came or something, there was strong winds. Havi oinis. So then he's on oinis. Veloy mechayev. So that means ba'esh is also not mechayev if a ruach she'ena metzuyah brought the Eish. Aber beruach metzuyah, aber tilde the Eish, shrei Eish nami haruach melicha. That means he is responsible for what his Eish did through a ruach metzuyah. Hagavuche, there's a meiridike, Rashi says a meiridike zach over here, that if a ruach she'ena metzuyah was melech the Eish, or the stone, so then he's potter als onus. Now, the shaila is, why don't you say tchilosei bipshiye v'seifei boines? That means he put a stone on the edge of the roof. And if a normal wind would come, he would also throw it down, l'chayre. And now, the strong wind came.
So I'm an honest, I didn't know that, that this would occur. That's right. But you were a pesheya for putting a stone there. You were a pesheya for putting an eish in a mokim that a normal wind would create a hezek. So the Lechem Mishnah says in the Rambam, this is Pshat and Rashi, that we mean that if the stone would fall by a ruach metzuya, so then it doesn't matter if a ruach sheni metzuya came. That means that you don't matter. I didn't know that a ruach sheni metzuya, but you were a peshei legabi a ruach metzuya. So that when a ruach sheni metzuya came doesn't give you a ptur onus. You're a tchilosa b'peshiya. No, it's speaking about that the stone was such a heavy stone a ruach metzuya wouldn't move it. A ruach sheni metzuya with winds of 30 miles an hour, fine. That, so that I'm an honest when I put it, and I didn't know that this would occur. So Mamela, so that's why I'm potter. The koyach acha meurebo, bahavalei la suke yadait. So now we're gonna come to a maskona of the sugya, but the maskona is a very, very difficult maskona. Now let us just see the next gemara. So we overdated. We couldn't find a case that that Rav Papa is speaking about. So the Gemara says the Chikoma Rav Papa atilde the regel. Rav Papa is speaking about tilde the regel. There till they say him lav ki yitzibem. The Gemara says what regel hakimna tilde the regel ki regel. That was the beginning of the sugya. We're playing a shayla, the tilde regel kolega, and we said all the tildes of regel. Yizika begufa, besayra, beplumbi yeshebepi, that's all the tildes of regel. It's not, it was mamish was derech hilucha, it was mazik. So we said tilde the regel kereg. So the Gemara says, bachatzi nezek tzchayres. We are speaking about that the behemoth was walking, and while it was walking, it kicked some pebbles. And while kicking, it was mafik a keli. It was in the vicinity a nice crystal keli, and this was a forceful kick with the tzroer, and it was mafik the keli. And the hilchus gemirilo. This is halacha l'moshe miSinai. We pay. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, Vamai kori lo teuda de regel. Now, the Gemara asks a question. Why is this called teuda de regel? So, it asks us this kasha, so we say, well, because it came while walking, so this is teuda de regel. That's what we would say. The Taisus Chabeinu Peret says, he also asked this kasha, and he says, but tilde the regel, if we're giving something obviously, tildeis means it has the same halacha like regel. That's called, like all the tildeis, that it's called, it's in Hilchis Tashlumim, just let me say over the lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. Vim taima, leim mishum dava ulchei, kogilei tilde de regel. What's the problem? It's ulchei, it's called kogilei tilde de regel. Yishloima mikomokim lahavilei lemikraye tilde de regel alinyin din chiyuv oiptu. If in halacha it does not have hilchis regel, we shouldn't have called it tilde de regel. Even though it came through the regel, but in hilchis tashlumim it doesn't have the same halacha. So the Gemara says, the shalem min aliyah. It's called tilde de regel because he pays min aliyah. What does that mean? That means that a keren, the mazik of keren, is only by keren tama, the first three times, you pay migufoi. Migufay means that if you have a shoyel that's worth $100, which was mazik another shoyel that's worth $500, so the chiyuv is the first three times you pay chatzi nezik, you should pay $250. The halacha is you only pay migufay how much the shoyel hamazik is worth. The shoyel is worth $100, that's it. You take the shoyel, I couldn't talk. You owe me $250. I only have to pay you from the gufa share. And that's called migufay. So here, it's called tolda deregel because you have to pay out of your pocket. Lishalim min aliyah. Fine. So that is why we call it tolda deregel. It has tashlumei regel. Vomi boy rove. Rove klerda shayla. The boy Rove klerd chatzi nezik tzreiris migufay mishalim, oy min haliya mishalim. Rove klerda shayla, do chatzi nezik tzreiris, do you pay migufay, just like Karen Tama pays migufay, oy min haliya mishalim, or do you pay min haliya? And Rove didn't know. Rava did not know, is this, they have to be poishy, you pay me goofy, you pay me li, he didn't know. So I asked the kasha, and Rapapa, why is this called Teldo the Regal? So you said, because it pays like Regal pays, it pays min aliyah, even though in the amount, it pays like Karen, but it has tashlume Regal that you pay min aliyah. Like the Gemara, but Rove wasn't so poshut in this halacha. Rove held maybe there's a svar to say you pay me gufay. So the Gemara answers, le Rove mi boile. That's true. Rove has a shayla. Le Rav Pope pshitele. But Rav Pope holds you do pay me li. Rove had shaylas, but Rav Pope didn't have any shaylas. He holds you pay me li. So now the Gemara asks, Le Rove de mi boile, amai kori lo tilda de regu. So now, according to Rove, that holds you pay migufoi, so amai kori lo tilda de regu. Le poitro bershusarab, that it's potel bershusarab. Now, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara asked, I'd like to first say a pshat, which Tachsimil is, according to Taisvis, Tachsimil Rabbeinu Peretz says like this, and then Rashi is a different parish in Gansan, I think. But let us say pshat as follows. The Gemara asked Akasha, why is it called Tilda the Regel? That means, so the Rabbeinu Peretz said, he came through Regel. Why is it called Tilda the Regel? You don't pay like Regel. You pay like Kerem. Why is it called Tilda the Regel? You pay min aliyah. You don't pay like Kerem. You pay min aliyah. Fine. Then, so that was, you pay min aliyah, and you don't pay the whole thing. You pay half. That's what Rapopo was coming to. We had a whole sugya. Rapopo said vague words, yesh mem till the same lavki yetzibem. What is Rapopo coming to tell us? That tzreiris you pay chatzi nezik. It's a tilde de regel, you pay chatzi nezik. So first of all, there's a kasha. What is he telling us? There's a mission in the beginning of the second perek that says tzreiris pay chatzi nezik. He said a whole cryptic statement, yesh mem shalike yaitzabem, that taki yaitzabem. What is it? Tilda the regal. Why is it called Tilda the regal? Because you pay me aliyah. Then the Gemara asks Akasha, Rabbi says maybe you pay me gufoy. So why is it called Tilda the regal? Because potem b'shusarab. So somehow, we have another reason why it's called Tilda the regal. Because potem b'shusarab. So let's see the same thing according to Rav Pope. The Gemara made a big machloikas. Rav Pope holds you pay me na aliyah. Then all of a sudden we ask like Rava, why is it called Tilda the Regel? It's Potter Shusarab. That's good for Rava, but for Rav Pope it's no good. We have to understand what did Rav Pope tell us?
Das ist ein mördige Wort von Rabbi Salman Meltzer, und das ist Rabbi Peretz also learned like this. Let's go to Rove, and we'll come back to Rav Pope. Rove was mesupik. Maybe you pay me gufay. Maybe you pay. This halacha, tzroiris pays half. The rotsa is chatzi nezik tzroiris pays half. Now Rove started thinking, oh, you pay half. You know, maybe you pay me gufay also. Pay half? Maybe you pay me gufay like care. So, the shaila of Rove was, what's the shaila of Rove? The shaila of Rove was, Rabbi Zalman says, because tzroiris is not a 100% regel. That means the normal derech of regulars of him is walking, it's plodding along, and if there's something underneath its feet, it's going to get crashed. That's the normal mazik of regel. Now, a behemoth that shuffles its feet, and while it's walking, stones are flying around, but a stone should be able to break a keli, l'chayre, it's not so normal. It's a little mishunadik. I mean, it's walking in such a way that a stone shot out and it broke a keli. So somehow this walking is a shtikl mishunadik. It's a shtikl mishunadik. That's how Rava understood Tzreiris. Rava understood Tzreiris when it said Chatzinezik, he had a beautiful understanding of Tzreiris. Chatzinezik, know how you pay Chatzinezik? This isn't a poshet regel, this is a shtikl mishunadik. That's why you pay Chatzinezik by Karen. And therefore, this chatzi nezik, you only pay me gufoy. It has in it characteristics of keren. That's why you pay chatzi nezik. The Gemara asks, so why is it called a tilde de regel? So it's keren. So if it's keren, it should be chay b'shusrat. It's only a little mishunadik. It's not a complete keren. It's a little mishunadik and a little regel also. It's a new combination of Karen, a little Mishune and a little Luchay. So it has the coolest of both. It has the coolest of Karen, Chatzi Nezek, you pay me Gufoy. And it has the coolest of Regal, Sadin Gansa Mishune, Karen is Chai B'Shusarab. Here's the coolest of Regal, it's a little Luchay, a little not Luchay. Zogt Rabbisa Zalman Amere de Kevold. Rava would never say in his lifetime that it's still the same Lav Ki Yoitzibem. Fakert, it's Meiridik. This halacha is because it's a little bit like Karen. It's a little bit like Regel. So you're part of Meshusra. It's Kiyaitse, boy. It's Mamish like the Ob. The Tilde is like the Ob. It is two Obis. It's a little bit like Karen. It's a little bit like Regel. So the halacha is a little bit like this, a little bit like this. So the chatinezik and migufoy is because it's similar to Karen. The ptubishus harapim is because it's similar to Regel. Rava would never say such a word. There's no such thing in the world. All tildes are similar to the others. No such thing. Rav Papa was the one that said, no, it's a tilde de regel. It's a tilde de regel. And you pay me aliyah. That's the proof of the pudding. It's not mishune. It's a tilde de regel and you pay me an aliyah. And why do you pay me? Because there's no keren whatsoever. This combination that Rava had said, That it's a psashtikul keren. No, it's regel. And you pay me an aliyah. And it's a regel that doesn't have hilchus regel. Ooh. That's what I wanted to tell you. With my statement, yesh mehem, lav ki yoitzibem, that's what I want to come and tell you. That this lumbis don't learn like Rava. And that the Gemara said with a definite, Rapapa doesn't hold like Rava. Because if a papa would hold like Rav, he would never say the statement that he said. A papa holds it's a tilde de regel, and you pay me an aliyah, and it's a gzeiris, halacha moish mesina, you pay chatzi nezek. Fine. So that's This is a regel keuchei, and as exeris akosov, it is different than the yov. It has different hilchas tashlumi, and the yov legabi the amount one pays. This is dachsech me how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. Now let us just see Tosfos, and then Rashi's another parsha. Let us see Tosfos. Lepaitrei b'shus harab. This is according to Rove. Rove holds that Lepaitrei b'shus harab b'im toime. But the etzem zach dachsech me. It says kemat what Rabbi Zalman says. Achmed says kemat in the Rabbeinu Peretz. So that was the chiddush of Rapope, that it's told of the regel and you don't pay. That was the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Halacha Moshe Mesina. Let's go to Taisus. V'im toima amai pshita leitvei milashalim min aliyah. That means why was it so poshut to Rove that you pay min aliyah? That means that why is it so posh to Rove that you pay min aliyah? L'chayre, that means min aliyah you don't pay. So it has dinei keren. So maybe you chayiv b'shus harabim also. How did he know that he has the kulis of regel and the kulis of keren? Maybe it's completely keren. That means without Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, I would never have created this Miktsas Mishunah. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is telling us there's something that's a little Mishunah, not Mishunah. So, the Minadin Hayim Mishalim Nezek Sholim. So, Memele, and it would be Rekel, and it would be Potter B'Shus Haram. And then the Allah said, Akula, the Lai Mishalem Ella Chatzi Nezik. You only pay Chatzi Nezik. So the Posik, the Allah Mashishini came to be Makel. Im Kain Osi Hilchese Lahokel Veloi Lahachna. So the Halacha, that means without Halacha, I would say it's regal completely. So in the Allah is coming to tell me Kulis. I'm just saying it's coming to add on coolest, not to take away the coolest that it would have had without this halacha. And without this halacha, it would have been part of b'shus haram. So I say it's still part of b'shus haram. Amai kori lei tolda de regel. So the Gemara asked, according to Rove, amai kori lei tolda de regel. Afal gam de domi le regel. It has comparisons to regel also, but even shedina cholok, but since it has different halachas, hoyeloi likres lo shem bifnei atzmai. That means if the ptur ishus harabim is out the similarity to regel, some emele, so then that's why it's called a tilde de regel. It has the hilcheseyim of regel also, that is potel b'shusara. But if we will say that b'kivin shedina cholok, I might call it before the Gemara starts. That means if we wouldn't know about this din of ptur b'shusara, so then this is a new type of a mazik. Aval gam todom l'regel, kivin shedina cholok, lo yikras lo Hashem b'fnei atzma. Zumo said, no, it has hilcheis regel. That's why it's called Tilda the Regel, and Hilchas Regel means that it's Potter B'Shus Haram. Now, I'd like to, before we see Rashi, I'd like to give a few Agdomas. Naidachsmer, this is Pshat according to Rashi. When we had started learning the Sugya, we had tried to explain, Naidachsmer, this is good according to Rashi's Mahalach. We had tried to explain the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara started off with the Hakdome. Oveis mechlal de ika teldes. Oveis means this teldes also. By Shabbos, till the same kiyetzibem. By Tume, till the same lav kiyetzibem. Benezikin mai. Rapope said, יש מהם כי יוצא בהם, יש בהם לאו כי יוצא בהם.
So, we wanted to explain that pshat in the whole flow of the Gemara is as follows. By Shabbos, the avos are not a particular action. The avos are symbolic of a certain accomplishment we want to accomplish. In other words, there's an av of Zireya. The av is not this pu'ula of putting a seed into the ground. That is not the av. The av is the accomplishment of creating tzmicha. And this is done through putting a seed in the ground. But if the melacha, the yisayda melacha, is the accomplishment of tzmicha, so therefore any other oifen of accomplishing tzmicha will have the same melacha like zireya. Therefore, if there's a seed already in the ground and I'll water the seed, so that's hashkoas roim. This is a tolda of zireya. Zireya is to accomplish tzmicha, to accomplish it to grow. And any other pula similar to the yov will have the same alochis. And therefore, zereya is chayim, skila, and korban, machatos. So, mashkiz roim is also chayim, skila, machatos. Because the yisod of the ovis are only symbolic of a certain accomplishment. So therefore, the tildes which will be able to acquire the same accomplishment should have the same halachas. By Tume, the Tolda is, the Oves are certain entities. Avois HaTumah HaSheretz. So what HaSheretz is a dead Sheretz, that is an Ov HaTumah. That is the Ov HaTumah. If someone touches a Sheretz, something touches a Sheretz, he acquired Tume from a sheretz, but this thing is not a sheretz. So if the Mishnah said that a voice atume is a sheretz, is a certain entity, so there we understand the toldo that what acquired Tume from the sheretz can't be like the sheretz, because it's not a sheretz, it's something else. It acquired Tume, it derived Tume from a sheretz, but it's not a sheretz. The Gemara Klerda Shaila by Oveis Nezikin, what is it? Is Oveis Nezikin a certain, is it Tumye de Tume? That means the Gemara held, let's say if you'll tell me for a minute that Shein is to be mazik with the teeth, Derech Hanosoi, and Neshiche will be a told of Shein, a mazik with the teeth, a different oifen. But kavonosi lazik. If that would be the case, then this is daimetetumah. That means the of has a certain characteristic, and this is a shein with a different characteristic. But the Gemara said, no, it's not true. The of is a hezek with this is a dugma. This is symbolic of a hezek of yeshano lazeka. That's the ov of shame. The shame is not dependent on the tooth. The tooth is symbolic of a hezek that comes about when the behemoth wants to derive hanor. So memele, if that is the ov, so memele, so everything that's similar to the ov, the behemoth scratched itself, or did other pulis laha, or was rolling on peiris, these are all pulis that the behemoth is doing to derive hano. So then this is similar to the yov. So this should be like Shabbos. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the whole sugya, we were over eitzes, since the yov is symbolic of a certain type of a hezek, so the tildes who have the similarity should have the same halachas. And therefore we could not find till they say, lav ki yoytzi bem. That was the Gemara till now. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara says, oh, I found a tolda of lav ki yoytzi bem. Tzreiris. I found Tzreiris. Tzreiris is lav ki yoytzi bem. So, And then the Gemara is like, oh, the Tilda Dregel is the whole Shakla Vitaria. But before we go into this Shakla Vitaria, I'd like to say over that Rabbi Ber brings down from Rab Chaim, that Rab Chaim said, the mazik of Tzroiris is a mazik mechudish. This is not regal. It's a mazik mechudish. In what way is this a mazik mechudish? So Rab Chaim says, the mazik were done through the Guf HaShoyer. And that's why, for example, by regal, we had all the tildes of regal. Yizika begufa, not with the foot. Was mazik while walking with its goof. Besaira, that already is not the goof, but it's the sar of the goof. Then, bishlim shaleh, there wasn't even the goof, but it was something attached to the goof. There was a masri attached to the goof. But this is all considered, this becomes bottle to the goof, habayim, and it's considered my shayr. The goof asher was mazik. All these cases considered the goof asher was mazik. Zogt Rab Chaim, but what was here, what was mazik? Not the Guf HaShoyer. No. The koyach of the Shoyer was mazik, not the Guf HaShoyer. The koyach of the Shoyer is not the Guf HaShoyer. This is a mechudish teke mazik. The Torah was, the whole parsha of the Torah was, you have your achoy and maise shoyroi. And now all of a sudden we have a locha lemoishe misinai that is telling us that there's a chiv on the actions of the koyach of the shoyer. So this be'emesin is similar to tumah. That means that even though we said the mazik of regel, even though we said the mazik of regel is symbolic of a certain type of hezek, the rechilucha, but the mazik of a regel is a hezek that came about through the guf asher. So all these hezekes, hezekes begufa, beshlip shaleh, beprumbi yeshebepia, besara, this is all a hezek ayyidei guf asher. So memele, this is a symbol of the hezek of regel. So all similar cases, begufa, besara, beshlip shaleh, So this is similar to the symbol. So it has the same halachas like the symbol. There's one tilde de regel that is completely different. It's completely different than the mazik of regel. And that is when the koyach is mazik. The koyach of the shir. That means there's an entity of koyach, of force, and the force of the shoyer is pushing the stone into a keli, and the force is being masked. So be'emesin, this is not it's a koyach that's derived from the shoyer. Not the shoyer. This is very similar to tumah. This is tumah that's derived from the sheretz. This is a tumah that's, but it's not the sheretz. Therefore, it's told they say lav ki yotze behem. So the same thing over here, tzroiris is also to the same lav ki yotze behem. Now, one more hanoche I'd like to say that there's a Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi in Ksubis says amir de gezach. Rashi in Ksubis says daf mem aleph amud beis. Time alone, bebobekame, the hilchis gemire lo, is aloche lemoishe misinai, shehu toldo de regel. Murde gezach. Not the hilchis gemire lo that you pay chatzinezik, that's how Tosis learned. Hilchis gemire lo shehu toldo de regel. So fight to the old. That means this is a new mazik, so why do you call it Tilda the regel? Call it, it's a new mazik. No. So, locha lemoishe misinai, shehu Tilda shel regel, uptura b'rshus harabim ki regel, it's part of b'rshus harabim ki regel, V'nizkei regel lav knosa ninu elo momoine. And the nizkei regel is momen, not knas. So this is what Rashi says. So al kaponim, from Rashi in Ksubis, we see one thing. We see from Rashi in Ksubis that the tilda the regel that was nimsar in the halacha, that the Torah said that this mazik mechudish of koichoi, which theoretically is a new mazik, which we would say, that just like this av of nazikin, this a new av of koyach, that's what we would say, was nimsa halacha lemoishe misinai, that this is a tilde de regel. And just like Regel's part of Bishusarab, this is also part of Bishusarab. And just like Regel is moment, this is also moment. This is what Rashi says in Ksubis. Now, one more Hagadom I'd like to make. The Nachlas David says Pshat in, we had mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, that Beisam et Beis, we learned the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says Pshat in a Gemara and Daftes Vova Med Aleph. The Gemara says, as a machlekes Rav Pope and Rav Huna Beredi, Rav Yeshua, palganiska knosa, palganiska mamayna. The machlekes, by sher tam, is it a knas or is it moment? So the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat, the yesoida machlekes was, in which category do we put a sher tam? Do we say stam shvorim becheska shimur kaimi, that a sher one should never expect that it's mazik becheska shimur kaimi? Or do we say stam shvorim lav becheska shimur kaimi? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the machloikis amoiroim is a machloikis in the nature of a sher. Rav Papa holds tam shvorim lav becheske shimur kaimi. A share never rely on a share. It could explode any minute. So now Rav Papa had a problem. So why do you pay chatzi nezek? It's a problem. That means the hilchis tashlumim is a problem. So, I'm telling you pshat in the hilchis tashlumim. The Torah was chos. The Torah rachmonis bekitzer. That's why you pay only chatzidah. But the nature of a shir, stam shvorim lav becheske shimur kaimi. Rav Huna Beredi the Rav Yeshua says, nah, a shir is becheske shimur kaimi. Who would ever dream my tame shir should go and be mazikani? Becheske shimur kaimi. So then here's the problem. So why do you pay chatzidah? Oh, that's a kanash. Really, you put it to pay. But you only pay the ter kansidim keichet the lintaliratul. So it means that the yisoda machlokes is how we, in which category do we put the nature of a sher? Is a sher tame? Is a sher wild? And the halacha we take after. We know the category of a sher. We'll say pshat in the halacha. The Nachlas David said, the machloikis, Rav Pop and Rav Huna Beredi Rav Yeshua did not start in the shir. No. The shir, we're not talking about a shir. We're not going to go into the nature of a shir. You know the machloikis started from the posik. The posik said that you pay chatzi nezik. Now you pay chatzi nezik. So now, how do we understand this halacha? So Rav Huna said, "Potter for the other half. Why are you potter for the other half? The show was mazik. Why are you potter from the other half?" So Rav Huna said, "Is a raya. Really, I'm not responsible for the whole thing. He brought a raya from the tzad p'tul. Really, I'm not responsible. So why do you pay for the first half? Very can't say. But he built so memela upper from the halacha is eiskishpart stam shvorim." He figured out from the law. Rav Pope held fakel. Rav Pope held that you have to pay. You looked at the other side. You have to pay half of the hezek. So you see, it's lav. If you have to pay, It's Lapachas Kishimakaim. He didn't want to buy this lumber. You really part of the Torah. No, no. If the Torah says you have to pay, it's Pshat is you're responsible. So Memele is Tam Shvorim Becheska Lapachas Kishimakaim. Why don't you have to pay the other half? I pay the So the machloikis, the yisoida machloikis are a popo from the bereid of Yeshua. The yisoida machloikis is how we learn pshat in the halach. So therefore, between you and me, if this is pshat in the machloikis, a popo from the bereid of Yeshua. So we have now halach elamoshe misinai, that's right, space chatzinezek. So the same lumdim, who, when they saw Chatzinezek by Karen, each one said his opinion, his Eiskishpart, he said it's a knas. Therefore, Rashi says in Ksubis, no, the halacha l'moshe misinei was, it's a tilde, the regal and its mummy. That is the halacha l'moshe misinei. That was the halacha l'moshe misinei. So, Tzabayshpil, if we would hold that by Karen we would hold that Chatzi Nezek is a knas, so then this whole problem would not be so gefällig. The Moshe Kasha, why is this called a Tilda de Regel? Why it's called a Tilda de Regel? It's poshet. It can't be called a Tilda de Karen, because Karen is knas. And tzroiris is naknas, it's moment. We have a loch l'mayish misine that it's moment. The whole problem starts because we're talking about Rav Pope. Rav Pope himself holds that chatzinezek is moment. Rav Pope holds chatzinezek keren is moment. So according to Rav Pope, now we have to try to figure out why did the Torah tell us specifically that this is a Tilda the Regel? Lemay Nafkemina was this given the Tilda the Regel? It could be a Tilda of Karen, and in the same way also pay moment. So why did it be a Tilda of Regel? And that the Gemara answers, it was given the shame Tilda the Regel, and you should pay me earlier. That's why it was given the shame Tilda the Regel. That the Torah wanted to tell you, you don't pay me gufoy.